Good morning. This is Carol Fry, and today we're talking about state of play. The doings of newspaper reporters have always been good fodder for movies. The title, The Front Page, has appeared 6 or 8 times for movies since the first version in 1926. And who can forget Clark Gable and Claudette Colbert in It Happened One Night, or Gregory Peck and Audrey Hepburn in Roman Holiday? The plot lines run from thrillers to romantic comedies to films with political relevance, like All the President's Men. But they share a common character type, the fast-talking, worldly-wise, cynical reporter who's seen it all and is committed to getting the truth and his byline. Russell Crowe plays the latest incarnation of the intrepid reporter in State of Play, maybe the best movie in release right now. The premise here is that Cal McCaffrey, the Crowe character, has been good friends with Congressman Stephen Collins, played by Ben Affleck, since college. The congressman is an honest politician. Is that an oxymoron? Anyway, he is investigating Point Corp, a defense contractor that furnishes mercenaries for the U.S. government to fight in Iraq. Reminds you of Halliburton? The system is riddled with corruption and presents major constitutional issues, as Point Corp has authorization to do domestic spying and listen in on anyone's telephone conversation and read their emails. And the corporation has plans to expand its domestic operation into all areas of American life and rake off billions from the government. In attempting to expose Point Corp, Collins seems to be the champion of justice. But things go south for him when his glamorous research assistant dies in what might be suicide or a murder. And then the news breaks that Collins was having a long-term affair with her. All this seems to work out for the benefit of Point Corp, right? If Collins is disgraced, Point Corp benefits. So Cal, our reporter, smells a rat and starts investigating the death and the possible involvement of the big corporation, which has a huge stable of mercenaries who would be well qualified as assassins. Cal insists the help of Della Fry, no relation, folks, a young blogger for the paper who turns into the girl Friday of the newspaper movie. The paper he works for wants a sensational story about Colin's sex trysts, but Cal is conflicted by his friendship. Another issue is Cal's earlier affair with Colin's wife. Should his personal feelings be involved in cutting Colin some slack in getting a story? Is this good journalism ethics? Or would it be more ethical to get some real facts, especially since he believes Collins' lover was murdered? Forget ethics, his editor insists. We have to sell papers because the corporation that owns us wants to make a profit, and sensational news sells copies. But never fear, the intrepid journalist will keep digging to uncover the truth, even though a mysterious assassin, we assume from Point Corp, is after him. And he gets to the truth about the congressman in Point Corp, though it isn't what we expect and what he wants. State of Play, which is based on a British TV miniseries from 2003, has a tightly wound script and excellent pacing. The conflicts are interesting and timely. Point Corp's power grab may be science fiction to some, but with the increasing involvement and financial clout of such groups that have profited from the Iraq War, it seems all too possible. Maybe more timely is the film's commentary on the newspaper business. Early in the film, we get some interesting exchanges between Old Hand Cal, the traditional investigative reporter of the American print journalism tradition, and Della, who, as the paper's blogger, represents the new journalism with all the sensationalism and greater potential profit. The editor's rush to publish unsubstantiated and sensational news about Collins while she worries about the multinational corporation that owns the paper mirrors the critical issues in print journalism today as more and more papers are disappearing. While she admires the old guard of journalism like Cal, she tells him that even if the story lacks facts, the resulting denials and repercussions will generate more stories and sell more papers. So the film is in part about the demise of journalism as we've known it in this country and about the critical importance of a free press in a democratic society. It also tunes into the paranoia that many of us feel about huge corporations that can buy out congressmen and senators and operate above the law. But don't worry, while the film takes on timely topics, it's very entertaining and also a thriller with an ending that I, for one, didn't anticipate. I'll give it 4 stars out of 5, and that's the rest of the story.